You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. Concassius, IFL TV, sponsored by Everlast. Could you just clam in a little bit together? Come on. Come on, mate. He's a big geezer. Well, listen, before he goes, just want to talk about his next fight. You said it'll be out in July. What is next for this man?
We're actually meeting on Monday to go through that. Want to get him out in July. We want to keep moving up, keep taking bigger challenges. We're talking at the moment, David Avanesian could be fighting for a world title eliminator. If that European title frees up, I'd love him to fight for that as well. You know, I was talking to Shane McGuigan the other day about Fowler. You know, it's really good to try and win the British or European or Commonwealth titles because sometimes you bypass them. And as Connor knows, we tried everything to fight Chris Jenkins and he couldn't do it. Right, Del Boy?
What are you avoiding me for?
Avoiding you?
Yes,
I'm here.
You are.
I'm here. I had you winning. I've already put it out there.
What the hell?
I know. I had you winning. Not everyone agrees with me, but I do. I thought you won the fight by...
You going to give me a rematch?
I think so. He wants it. I want it. But I had you winning the 12th to win the fight. I thought you fell asleep a little bit, yeah, 8, game. 9, 10, yeah. But your start was amazing. But I thought you won the fight.
How do you feel right now?
Mind you, when he boxed Usyk, when I watched it here, I thought you won the fight. And then I watched it back, I didn't think you won the fight.
I
just felt tonight, after 5 or 6 rounds, you'd already won the fight. So when the fight finished, I thought, he's won it. We turned to Sky, they went, I think Johnny Nelson went Parker by 1. Me, Tony and David, as always, they thought you'd pissed it. I thought you won it by a round.
I think a couple rounds. I think he landed the more effective, cleaner shots. He was hurting him. Winging him in for bodies, didn't give him a...
You know when you were stepping in... The left hook, you should have thrown it to the head more. Because you were doing it beautifully, switching to southpaw, coming in here, but you're always throwing it to the body.
Yeah, because anyway, the body don't move.
Yeah, but he was hurt, like, and he was tired.
You're going to give me a rematch?
I want to do
rematch.
Yeah. You've done great, mate.
They can't slow me down.
I know you're pissed off, but, mate, you always bring it. Respect.
Can't cry over spilled milk.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Thank you. When is he out?
July.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Do you know what I like that shot? You know, I like that shot that you do that I'm going to implement in my training. You switch south.
That's what I'm saying. No, but
he switches south. No, but he wings it round and he wings it right round and he throws it and you know if it lands, he's going to sleep.
To head, and then you threw it to the body all the time.
Yeah, that's my shot, man. I'm going to be practicing that in the gym. If you see it in the fight, you know where it's come from.
Just do it, man. If people always think boxing, you have to be like this every time on one position. You just have to, if the guy's going there, if you could just cut him off and just chop it down.
Yeah, but you throw some quite unorthodox shots, like you'll throw with your mitt and then you'll throw with the right hand and step him out. It's blinding, man.
Only learned that in MMA gyms.
Did you?
Yeah. You can't learn that in a boxing gym. You know? That's for heben. But it is what it is, isn't it? Thank you.
God bless, man.
You're going to see me soon. Yeah? We'll do that. Get me a rematch. Thank you very much. Cool.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.